Welcome to the Red Dice Diaries. This podcast is a rambling journey through the wonderful world of RPGs from the viewpoint of a longtime GM and player. The music at the start of this podcast was Nightmare by Alexander Nakarada and is used under Creative Commons license. Now, one of the things I love about gaming and OSR games in particular is the use of and utility of the various random charts that most OSR games espouse. Now, this hasn't always been the case, much as I'm ashamed to admit it. I was once one of those sort of gaming snobs who looked down their nose at anyone who generated things randomly in their games, thinking, oh, well, they've obviously just not prepared enough. That's why they use random charts. Oh, well, they should have just like plotted this all out beforehand. And I think that was partly due to my inexperience back in the days when I believed that everything had to have been plotted to the nth degree in order to be of some value in an RPG setting, which, as I now know and I learned later on, sort of as I became more experienced, is absolute horseshit. Anything that inspires you in a role-playing game, or that gets your imagination working and your brain cells working, is a good thing. Whether that's a random chart, whether it's flicking through some images on Pinterest, whether it's reading some blogs or watching some YouTube videos, whatever it takes to get your imagination and those wheels turning in your head is a good thing. And I think that's where the real value of random tables come in. Yes, they're a time saver. Yes, they help GMs who maybe haven't had time to prep, or they're running a game last minute, or if you're doing a one shot, they are great for that. However, the real strength of them, in my opinion, is when you've hit that sort of wall, that writer's block area, and you're thinking, oh shit, I'm supposed to be running a game tonight, and I literally just cannot think of an idea. Maybe you've been busy at work, maybe you're tired, whatever. We all have moments when those creative juices refuse to flow. And I think that's where random tables really come into their own. Because you might be struggling for something, but once you've got over that initial hurdle, it then becomes a lot easier to expand on an idea. I studied illustration and painting and at university, and one of the things that was always the most difficult, and that one of my tutors always used to say, is if you're sat there looking at a blank piece of white paper, it can be quite daunting to actually make that first mark and start creating a picture. So one of the things he advised us to do was to just colour the canvas in a plain neutral colour. Even just doing that will get you over that initial step, that first hurdle. And it's the same with random tables. You might be sat there struggling for an idea. You roll on a random table and it says, well, the player characters find a goblin's corpse outside an old dwarven tomb. And immediately you can start saying, well, who are these dwarves who built the tomb here? Are they still in the area? Who's buried in the tomb? Is it dwarves, or did the dwarves build it for another race? Are there any valuables in the tomb? Are there undead in the tomb? And why is this goblin dead outside it? Were the dwarves protecting their burial place? Did some supernatural guardians slay it? Are there other goblins in the area? And you start spieling off ideas just from that starting point. Because, again, it's got you over that first hurdle, that initial block to your imagination. So I think I was certainly wrong back in my younger, more inexperienced days to look down my nose at random charts. I've created loads of them since then that I use a great deal, and I'll put a link to where you can find some of those on my blog in the description of this podcast. And I know there's loads more out there, and a lot of OSR books I've got contain these random tables. You can also find numerous websites that have like random name generators, random dungeon generators, stuff like that. It's all there on the internet within easy reach, and it can be a great spur to the imagination of any GM. So next time you're stuck for something to do, or you're facing a bit of writer's or GM's block, you could do far worse than hit up some of these random charts and just get yourself moving in the right direction. So, till I see you next time, thanks for listening to the podcast. Take care.
So that's it for this episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for things you'd like to see in the podcast in future, please either email them to reddicediaries@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail at Anchor. Until I see you next time, whenever you're playing, take care and enjoy yourselves.